As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from The Making of the Man by Edward Ward Cormack, published in 1909. The subject of my talk today isn't the training of your intellectual faculties or the acquisition of knowledge. I would rather impress upon you that the strongest, most disciplined mind cannot itself bring you honor or happiness, cannot make you a good and useful citizen, or entitle you to the respect of others. The great topic upon which I plan to speak is character. For the greatest women and men, whose names are honored and revered by all humankind, were not great because they were mighty in intellect, but because they were grand in soul. Let me urge you not to be satisfied to achieve a mere reputation without achieving the character to sustain it. The mere love of reputation, of self-advertisement, of fame and celebrity, is one of the deadliest forms of vanity that ever cursed humanity. Such vanity has never yet brought real happiness to anyone, but it has brought woe to many. I do not undervalue reputation for its own sake. There never was a good woman or man who was indifferent to the opinions of other good people. But the main thing, so far as your own peace and happiness are concerned, is what you honestly think of yourself when you go to bed at night. You can mislead others, and thereby receive the hollow and transient pleasure of their praise. But when you have retired to your bedroom and turned out the lights, you will see in the darkness the hypocrite who was invisible in the light. Then you will try to kick your conscience out of bed and roll over on the other side to get away from yourself. But in spite of everything you do, you will never succeed and will wither in self-contempt. Trust me, my friends, there is one person whose honest good opinion is worth more to your peace of mind than all the world. That person is yourself. So while you are striving honorably to win and to retain the good opinion of all good people, remember after all that your reputation is only what others think you to be. Your character is what God knows you to be. And remember that you cannot for long pass a counterfeit character for the genuine coin. And that if you have the character, you cannot for long miss the reputation. A genuine coin may sometimes be mistaken for a counterfeit until it is tested, but whenever a counterfeit is even suspected, its currency is gone forever. You test the genuineness of a coin by ringing it down upon some hard substance. Sooner or later, the metal of your character will be thrown down upon the hard stone of adversity and then all the world will know whether or not you are the genuine coin. No person is so sure to lose the respect of others as the person who has a relentless craving for popularity or a morbid dread of unpopularity, since you cannot always tell what public opinion is, nor what it is going to be. The wiser plan, as well as the most honest plan, is to carefully and conscientiously form an opinion of your own, and then have the character to stand by it, even though you stand solitary and alone. I do not mean by this that you should be opinionated. Don't be too confident that your opinions are so absolutely and unquestionably correct that you can afford to close your mind to all further evidence upon the subject. Benjamin Franklin once said that as he grew older, he came to doubt more and more his own infallibility, thus listen with greater respect to the opinions of other people. As you grow older, you'll find that many of your so-called opinions were but accidental impressions or prejudices, which larger knowledge and wider experience will require you to correct. It would thus be better for you in the earlier years of your life to be receptive and reflective rather than argumentative. Keep an open mind always for further knowledge, but let your search for truth be fearless and sincere. Never for the sake of popularity or for the sake of any temporary advantage, impose upon your mind an opinion which it cannot honestly hold. We sometimes say of a person that they have suffered their intellect to become the slave of their passions, but this is no more true of one person than it is of another. It is indeed true of all people. The difference is only in the character of the passion. Washington made his intellect serve his passion for liberty, Napoleon his passion for fame, Solomon his passion for luxury and splendor, the devil his passion for rule. Whatever your passion may be, it will rule your intellect with a rod of iron. Whether it be low and mean, or a high and mighty intellect, all its powers will be exerted to gratify the cravings of your heart. There can be no greater mistake than to give your days and nights to extending the range of your knowledge, while leaving your character to take care of itself, to be formed without thought or plan by the accidental circumstances of environment. But how, you ask? Can a person form their character? The rule is simplicity itself, though the application is difficult. You may form your character to a very great extent through the sheer power of habit. An act often repeated hardens into a habit, and a habit long continued turns into character. We often say of a person that they are the victim of a habit, without pausing to analyze and understand the deep significance of the expression. A great deal of misery might be spared in this world if people would only realize in the beginning how much easier it is to do a bad act a second time than it is to do it the first time. As a bow that has once been bent will bend more easily in the same direction when subjected to the same force, so the soul that has once yielded to the seductions of evil loses something of its power of resistance. On the other hand, every successful resistance of temptation strengthens us and weakens the power of evil. Because of our increased self-respect, the pride and pleasure derived from such a victory, we feel ourselves better equipped for the combat when our enemy renews the attack. Nobody has ever overcome a strong temptation and not found afterwards that their mind had become more open and susceptible to good influences and suggestions than before. We are told that when Jesus had resisted the temptations of the devil, angels came and ministered unto him. So it is when we put temptation under our feet. Purer thoughts, nobler resolve, and higher aspirations descend like angels to strengthen and refresh us. I would impress upon you that a good habit may become as potent and controlling as a bad habit. We may become the slave of a good habit, as well as the victim of a bad habit. But you must cultivate habits of thought, as well as habits of action. For as you thinketh in your heart, so you be. Now let me say one last thing. The people who succeed in this world are those who utilize to the utmost a youthful energy and enthusiasm. Don't go out into the world expecting to find great opportunities lying in wait for you. These may never come. It may be that your lot is to be cast in the common walks of life. That doesn't mean that you are doomed to failure. If you know what it is to succeed, you can be happy, and you can make others happy. You can be a good and useful citizen, and spread the blessing of a good example. Go forth determined to do your duty as you find it. Remember that it is in the little things of life that we fail, in the little things of life that we succeed, and in the little things of life that we make a life. Only to the few is given the chance to do great and shining deeds, to link their fame with some mighty achievement. But to every person it is given to act well their part, to perform many duties, each simple in itself, but whose sum is vast, whose effects are enduring. You may not climb to brilliant heights of glory, but you can glorify the common way of life. Make the lowliest path shine as with light from heaven. So whether you walk the mountain ranges of human greatness, or whether your habitation be in the lowly valleys below, the duties of life will call for the very best that is in your mind, heart, and soul.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.